This is Mick Rhodes for the Claremont Courier Podcast, First Take. Claremont Museum of Art raises profile with dynamic new director. The Claremont Museum of Art, long a well-loved local treasure, is about to expand on that regional renown with new gallery space and exhibitions, all spearheaded by a dynamic new director, Adrian Luce.
This organization, this institution is very much on the precipice of really just exploding with that kind of as a new institution in a way.
That pending eruption is also literal. The museum, housed since 2016 in the historic Claremont Depot, will any day now open two new galleries that will double its footprint from 1,000 to approximately 2,000 square feet. Luce uses words like perfect, stunning, and glorious to describe the new spaces.
They're just very aesthetically beautiful, inspiring spaces. It's really going to be an incredible addition to the entire community.
With its new gallery spaces and exhibitions, and with more than 100 pieces in its permanent collection, CMA is set to rebrand itself as a higher profile player in Southern California's rich array, powerfully focused small museums.
I mean, there are donors that want to donate, so we're very much going to, you know, expand the permanent collection. All the planets are lined up.
Luce is 51. She was born in San Francisco and graduated from Arizona State University with a double major in art history and fine arts in 1992. She earned her master's degree in sculpture from Claremont Graduate University in 1994.
I love Claremont. I mean, you know, I went to school there. It's a community I really know and I love. It's really nice to get outside of LA and be in a community that is so tight. I mean, it's so tight-knit.
She lives in West LA in the house her father grew up in. She's been commuting to the City of Trees for 3 weeks now, but with her flexible schedule and a few favorite podcasts queued up in the car, it's not been too taxing. Her CV reveals a long, varied history of foundation, nonprofit, and volunteer work, notably as an education specialist at the J. Paul Getty Museum for nearly a decade, where she oversaw the design and delivery of arts education programs for 80,000 students and teachers per year. She also helped boost the museum's social media reach, which hit 3 million followers by the time she left. As the executive director of the HMC Architects Designing Futures Foundation, she oversaw the investment of $1.4 million to more than 100 nonprofits. She served as the executive director of the Brentwood Arts Center, as a consultant for the Los Angeles County Arts Commission, and as the executive director of the California State Summer School Arts Foundation. She has also served on numerous nonprofit boards, including the Inner City Arts, Mocha Contemporaries, and the Craft Contemporary Craft Council, and currently on the LA County Department of Arts and Culture Funders Council. She's well-versed in Claremont's storied art history and is set on raising CMA's profile, both in the region and right here in town.
I think the community of Claremont and its artistic legacy really cannot be underestimated in the context of California art and art history and sometimes in your life it takes a fresh voice or perspective. You're like, wait a second, that's what you're doing is amazing, or what you have is amazing, right? It's always easier to overlook our things that we may take for granted because it's just right there.
Luce's love of art is no public relations talking point. She's a colorful interview, giving thoughtful, well-informed answers to all manner of questions. Her zeal for her work is undeniable. So much so that she calls her job, quote, an occupation. The genesis of that passion was stoked when she was just 14 years old and attended a pre-college summer program for high school students at LA's Otis College of Art and Design. An experience that would set the course for her entire life.
You know, I think I was one of those young people that really never had found where I belonged. And it was a residential 4-week program. So it was revelatory. I mean, I was absolutely immersed in art. I was around other young people that shared my passion. And it truly was life-changing.
Since that day, she's had the very good and rare fortune of being on just one professional path. 37 years on, she's built a resume that would no doubt be the envy of her adolescent self. And she's still immersed in art.
I think it's essential to the human soul. I personally have experienced the way art can transform one's life.
Her new job comes at a most opportune time, both for her and for the Claremont Museum of Art. She's excited by good work happening in the region, citing the soon-to-be-opened Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture at the Riverside Art Museum, the American Museum of Ceramic Art in Pomona, the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art in L.A., and of course, on the Claremont colleges, including Pomona College's new Benton Museum of Art. All of them signed something big is happening, she says.
It feels like another cultural renaissance in Southern California with so much incredible energy happening around the arts. You know, any way that we can amplify each other's work and support each other's work and collaborate, that's absolutely the kind of esprit de corps we want to embrace.
Claremont Museum of Art opened at the Packing House in February 2006. Board member Catherine McIntosh, daughter of founder Marguerite McIntosh, has been in charge of publicity, the annual Padua Hills Art Fiesta, which takes place November 7th, and has curated an astounding 26 exhibitions since the museum closed its Packing House location in 2009. She's now working alongside Luce on CMA's December exhibit of sculpture, John Frame, Mephistopheles and the Swan Girl. After that, she'll turn over the reins to its ebullient new director.
And that's what attracted me to the position, is the level of excellence, and it permeates the entire organization. You know, from the level of exhibitions they're doing, to the education program, to the physical space.
It's no secret that public arts funding in the United States pales in comparison to similarly developed European nations. The National Endowment for the Arts study that traced art spending found the U.S. spent $6 per capita on the arts, while Finland spent $91, Germany $85, and France $57. And it seems every 5 years or so, Congress threatens to eliminate NEA funding altogether. But the reality is the NEA makes up a minuscule fraction of the federal budget. In fiscal year 2020, Congress funded it to the tune of $162.5 million, representing approximately 0.003% of the $4.79 trillion federal budget.
I mean, I think there are a lot of arts leaders, such as myself, who are aware of this sort of case for support, who use it and promote it. And I do think it's a really good way of talking about what we do and why we do it and why your art class in elementary school matters, right? It connects it to this larger pipeline.
The ideas that took hold of that idealistic 14-year-old girl and never let go have only gotten bigger in the intervening years.
I think the piece that I also like to emphasize is, and again, this kind of goes very big picture, but you know, our world, humanity is facing unprecedented challenges. And I truly believe we need creative change makers who can imagine a new future. And that is what gets me up in the morning every day. Like, that is what drives my life. Like, I really believe that the arts allow us to imagine the possibilities. And I think now more than ever, you know, this conversation is more pressing than ever. So, you know, it really does connect to this larger economic context, but also this sort of larger global urgency, you know, whether it's climate change or homelessness or poverty or social justice and racial equity, we really need people we need young people who can think differently, because what we're doing is not working. So.
It's heady stuff, especially for the director of a small regional museum. But Luce's infectious intensity is easy to buy into. She's determined to walk the walk and raise the CMA's profile. And I, for one, would not bet against her.
I never think, you know, size matters. I think, you know, your vision should be audacious and bold, and I think you can really, you know, change the world and do incredible things.
Luce welcomes comments from members of the community through open office hours, via phone at 909-621-3200, or via email to A-L-U-C-E, that's A-Luce, at claremontmuseum.org. This has been Mick Rhodes for the Claremont Courier Podcast First Take. Thanks for listening.